As we close out a difficult and challenging 2020, we wanted to share some thoughts on the year ahead. We're starting with two public servants who are in transition with the change of the year, mayors who have served their counties for years. Now former Mayor Harry Kim of the County of Hawaii talked about the importance of hope, but also of gratitude.
First of all, that this country, this world will, you know, go and ride this coronavirus and worse it'll pass. And I hope that when this does pass, so even now, just to look at how lucky we are, the things we do have. And those are not just words in my life. I come from a family. I'm a Nisei. And you know, I know what hardship is by my parents and other people. And I think we should, you know, always remember the good things. And I really, you know, I meant these words when I write, you live in a very special place of nature's gifts and the warmest of people. And those are not, I just don't write words. I really think of what I'm going to write. And all of us, instead of belly aching or always the negatives, I think we better take a look at how lucky we are and have one goal, make it better.
Honolulu Mayor Kirk Caldwell still has another couple of days in office. We know he plans to do a little camping in the near-term future, but he talked about starting 2021 on an optimistic note.
So I have a lot of hope for the future. One is the hope is based on the foundation of what's already happened, and watching and feeling the actions of the people of Oahu, the residents of this island of a million people, the sacrifices they've made, both in terms of preserving the health of each other, and also helping businesses that are feeling and reeling from the impacts of COVID-19 are overwhelming. And I'm so proud of the people of this island and what they've done. And that gives me the foundation for hope that I know it's within all of us here, that we continue to pull together in a kākou way, that we dig deep with probably the greatest crisis in 100 years. Maybe the attack on Pearl Harbor equals that, but equivalent, and that we are going to be better, that a vaccine is on the horizon, that we're going to hold the course until that vaccine is distributed to 60 or 70% of the people of this island, and that we're going to come out of this very dark period of time, this dark winter, into a more brightful and hopeful spring and an incredibly bright summer. And it's all due to the hard credit, to the hard work of the people of Oahu.
And to both transitioning mayors, on behalf of the people of your counties, we thank you for your service. We also heard from some of our listeners and wanted to share a couple of their New Year's thoughts with you on themes of gratitude, ranging from the political to the very personal.
Hi, this is Pat calling from Milwaukee, Wisconsin. I listen to you on streaming. My big hope for this year, after working in the elections in Wisconsin and watching the voting going on and helping people to vote, I'm really thankful that we have a Democratic elected president in process in this country. A lot of countries don't have that, and it was really great to watch it work. Thanks.
Hi, this is Vince from Waikoloa Village. And for me, what I'm most thankful for in this 2020 is that during all the adversity that my wife and I endured and all the changes that it forced us to go through, my love for her grew deeper than I've ever felt it before. Just watching her cope and power through these hard times was so impressive, and my love for her is stronger than it's ever been. So I'm super grateful for that in 2020. And this New Year's Eve will be our 10-year meetiversary, 10 years from the day we met. So I'm really grateful for that.
And happy meetiversary to Vince and his wife. And to all our listeners, we send wishes for a happy, healthy, and much improved New Year.